Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Coming to you from our home,
yeah.
The Almar Manor, because you know the pandemic is still going on.
Yeah.
We're still social distancing. It's Tuesday, June 2nd. Yep, it's election day for the primary election in D.C. and Maryland. The polls are open until 8 p.m., so, you know, get on out there and vote. Here's the thing, though. So D.C.'s curfew is 7 p.m. I guess if you're going to a polling place in the other or the residential areas, it should be okay.
Yeah, but don't play with it.
We saw several arrests last night, and I was struck by the fact that people, regular citizens, opened up their homes because there was a group of peaceful protesters that were sort of caught out there. And, you know, it's up for debate whether it was not a trap, but, you know, 7 o'clock, get off the streets.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go? And they opened up their homes, regular citizens, off of DuPont Circle, and let like 70 protesters, these are kids, go into their homes.
Overnight.
So
during a pandemic.
I mean, it's just very interesting. People are coming together, but be careful because, you know, if the curfew's in place and you're downtown, yeah, could be danger. We want to see everybody safe. Look, you know I hate these Confederate statues that are all across America, right?
Yeah, well, they're going down now.
Yeah, they are definitely going down. If you visit Old Town Alexandria, no doubt you've passed that little Confederate statue in the intersection of Prince and South Washington Streets. Well, as of today, it is down. There is a pedestal there. It has been up since 1889. Why? When the Civil War was over in 1865. But it's a symbol of white supremacy. Period. And this is the things we got to knock down so we can get this thing on the right direction. And speaking of slavery, BET founder Bob Johnson, he's unveiled a plan, a $14.7 trillion plan for reparations.
What a shocker.
For African Americans. Yeah, I was shocked by this. He says that unless white America recognizes the need for reparations to atone for slavery, this country will not heal. So you heard it right here on the timeline.
That's surprising from him.
Yeah,
well, coming up, we have a very compelling Ask Allison on the way. And, of course, the best music in the world right here on WHUO.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUO.